technically, we went part of the way into chapter 20 last week. We're still going to label this study Acts 20a, and next week will be 20b, and it will be two parts of the same discourse. Paul's farewell message to the elders at Ephesus, and this is the only speech in the book of Acts that Paul makes to Christians. I did not know that. I thought, oh, come on. He gives all these speeches, but you know what? They were all to unbelievers. This is the only one that he makes to believers, and there's a wealth of wonderful information in this. This is another one of those places in Scripture where I desperately want for people who are new to our church or to come from another church to listen to, because the book of Acts is one of the reasons why we do the things that we do. Different churches have different traditions. They have different titles for different offices in the church and all kinds of different policies, and people come and we're different than what they are used to, and they sometimes that makes them angry, and sometimes they just don't understand it. But just about everything, all of those major deals, can be explained by what we're doing right now. Just going through the book of Acts, looking at the model. And so there are some great things in here